Hey, let's go. We're live for our final Amuna podcast. Keep sharing. Join us on Unity Flow podcast and Relationship Flow podcast. We'll continue on the flow there and keep sharing Rav Shalom Morish's classes and Amuna podcast here as we grow in all the different ways that Hashem wants. Let's go live on all our platforms. Let's do it. Yes, we are here in our Amuna studio. That is our wonderful home. Thank you for joining us. Ellie Goldsmith, Amuna is our future with End of Days. Yes, Mashiach flow. Excited to get into the Mashiach focus and join together with the light that is available right now. Sure, the volume's down on this thing. Thank God everything's gone live on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, as well as we have our audio being recorded currently as we speak. So amazing, everything is good, and we have to appreciate, thank you Hashem, we've got a bigger letter hat this day, because we want to make sure all of you hear the neshama, the soul level that we're trying to bring down and have been trying to bring down throughout all the United Souls and Middle Classes. Everyone out there giving a big love, a big thank you. And we are in our wonderful home studio in Efrat, in the Holy Land. This is Ellie Goldsmith saying farewell to everyone as we do the last part of our learning together in a new light on the Amuna platform, Breslov Israel, Breslov English platforms. It's very emotional for me. As you can see, I'm heating up over there on the Instagram Live. I just like the filter, what can I do? And over here on Facebook Live, it's really exciting to be able to do this together as an important summary of what we've been learning. We're going to hear from Rav Shalom Morish's beautiful book, The One, A New Light, literally on fire over there. And we're going to keep going over here. If anyone wants to put any feedback, I've got my tablet open so I can respond or see it. And yes, remember, we've got lots of these. Amuna, Hashem always loves me, everything will always be good, and it will only get better and better. Big shout out to the Orish family, specifically Rav Shalom Orish, Rav Shalom Ben Yemna, should be healthy and well. And as I already said, the last few weeks we've been in touch and we're sharing a lot of good energy and looking forward to continue to collaborate beyond the institutions. And as it says, loving everyone as my own child, one of his books, that's the idea, that even if I'm not a part of the family or the institute, but I'm still part of the larger family, and we have to love everyone as my own child. So I'm sure the Rav loves me as much as he loves his own family. So that's him living up to the teachings there. Someone who prays with great devotion for all the souls is loved by all. Says Rabbi Nachman in the back of this one, loving everyone unconditionally. Remember, these booklets are all at breslev.com. I had the pleasure to share many of them over the years, and most importantly, the God and Amuna series, which we are, thank God, filled up with after years of being by Rav Shalom Morish himself and his students, with Lazer Brozy originally, and then Rav Diane Elgrod, and all the other wonderful students from Yonatan Galed and Yonatan Balash, all the people that you get to see on our wonderful classes, with Ralph Cohen, a friend of mine, and we'd say thank you Hashem. We mean it from the depth of our heart and our soul for this 4 or 5 year opportunity of being part of the process over here. And AmunaLife.com as well is still there, so anyone can reach out, partner, and there'll be new staff hopefully running those sites. And if anyone's been reached out to me by me personally, it's only just to continue the conversation, but obviously there will be people coming in, confirm that, to continue on sharing Amuna. So the process of all the hard work of the Instagram, getting it up to over 11,000 followers plus, I think it's already heading close to 12, and all the hard work we did on YouTube, building up a big followership as well from almost nothing, and around 13,000-14,000, and then as well as the Facebook, continuing to keep growing the following there as well, and obviously TikTok, all the other apps that will hopefully get updated as time goes on. And yeah, just a big shout out for everyone who made this journey so special. One of the things Parshas Akev, we just had a previous Parsha with the Ikvas de Mashiach, with the end of days, very important to tune into the fact that just as this year is ending, and as my position ends here, and there's an end of exile, end of history, a certain reality check before this time is, you know, fully engaging us, we need to prepare ourselves, and through learning, through praying, through davening, We're going to keep doing that. We're going to hear from Rosh Hashanah Moresh, and we're going to share some deep ideas from the soul. Pasuk Ra'eh is coming, the Shabbos. It's always a time to choose Bracha. Shabbos Mevarachim Chodesh Elul is coming as well. The ability for us to bless the new Elul. And inside the blessing of Elul is a blessing of the whole new year of Tashin, Pei, Dalet. An opportunity for us to bring down a new Pidyonus, a new redemption, Dikki year. The idea that the Geula Shleima is close. We have to really mamin with the Mashiach focus, the Mashiach ben David, Mashiach, the idea of that concept will hopefully come inside us in a deep way. We'll be able to realize that all the changes that are going on globally have been part of a journey towards this goal of bringing a Mashiach Dikka world, a world where the Messiah is revealed, and that what it really means is the Neshama, the soul of humanity, is expressed and revealed through Hashem's will, and we'll see that manifest very soon, please God, soon in our days, sooner than we think. And that's what we're getting excited. Re'e, there's a lot of not only blessing in the Parsha, but also an opportunity for us to all tune into the power of Simcha, as Rosh Hashanah talked about many times, joy, Yismach Moshe, the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu coming every Shabbos and giving us back our crowns so that we can be all a goyim, we can be a light unto the nations when we disconnect, to reconnect, to remind everyone that they have a soul connection. That was what I did, hopefully, the Shabbos. I spoke at Shir David in the beautiful shul there. And for the Zera Shimshon Shir, check out the Zera Shimshon. I was over there, Baruch Hashem, sharing some insights from the Holy Sefer, the Zera Shimshon, as well as bring it together with the learnings of Ravosh and all the other Tzaddikim, the connection with specifically with Rav Moshe Wolfson, the idea that the Nevi'im, the Kesivim, all the different parts of the Torah is Nitzchias, is eternal. When we learn Shas, we learn Poskim, we learn the Zera Shimshon, we learn Rav Shlomo Moresh, we learn Bresa, Rabbi Nachman, Ben Fego, Nachman, Ben Simcha, we learn any of the Tzaddikim, we're tuning into something which is with us now. It's not some past experience. The power of Torah is, and the power of truth is, that it's eternal, that it can never be, the fire can never be extinguished, literally the fire can never be extinguished. The fire just keeps burning until Mashiach himself comes and reveals that light within each of us. We really have a tremendous deep soul, all of us, and that soul level is what's going to bring Sheva, bring abundance in the Holy Land. Eretz Zevetz Chalav Devash, it's going to be a land of overflowing. Concepts of Chalav and Devash, we mentioned the Shabbos. Chalav we think of as goat's milk, as brought down in Midrashim, but the Svarim also say the concepts of the Chalav is also white wine. So that was brought down by Rabbi Lord Sachs Zatzal and the name of Rabbi Mongolis, our friend Abba, who's a big Mada, Martin Dovel Adom ambulance volunteer for many, many, many years, and also a big influence on my wife, big mentor on her, doing such an amazing thing for the world, being able to help people. They brought down this concept. So the idea that was chalav is white wine with devash, which is tamarind. The idea of netzach and hod, because geffen and wine is hod, and netzach is devash, is tamarim, is dates. And the idea these two of the two species come together and they're overflowing with netzach and hod. This these two pillars that hold up humanity. Yeah, these are the Netzach and Hod. The standing give us strength to go ahead in our life, to walk through the and come to the land of Eretz. So yeah, this is the door Bo Ba'aretz, as the Sfas Hashem says, we are the generation that's coming into the land. We are the generation, and just like then and in Sefer Devarim, we are the generation, hopefully, we are our fellow collaboratives. And by the way, we are collaborating again and again with organizations. And when I'm not here, I don't know if the new people will be the same, if they want to collaborate or not. Please do reach out, and wherever I go, as I already put some private messages, and I'm public about that, that you know, you can still get hold of me, and I have to continue to collaborate through the all the different platforms I'm working with, and keep sharing Amunah. That's the idea, that's universal for all of our work. Anyway, so the concepts of bringing this blessing of Ekev and Re'ein, Ekev is the Mashikam, seeing that blessing manifest, it's a lot to do with the mindset, it's a lot how we view life. This is a big concept that all of us can work on together. It's not something separate. It's not something which is just an individual. Even though individually we have to come to these points of awareness, this is a global consciousness of humanity that's taking place right now. And I feel very honored that I've had the blessing to be public with that awareness that's taking place. As we mentioned previously, that Dr. Ben Jepstein, appeared on the Duncan Trussell podcast. If anyone wants to check it out, there's a lot of Mashiach Dikka focus over there. With Duncan Trussell, is amazing seeing someone who's, you know, friends with Joe Rogan and be able to influence that kind of vibe of of Mashiach and Shofar and the Gaguim, the Chukah, the will, as we learn in here, having that will, developing that Rotzen, developing that intense desire for the Messiah, for Mashiach, being discussed on a mainstream platform, someone who has a massive following and also is, as I said, appeared most times, I think, I believe, as any other guest on Joe Rogan's podcast, so it's the most popular podcast in the world, has association with that, and himself has a following, and our fellow rabbi, Dr. Benji Epstein, was able to influence over there, and we include him in our Unity Bookings. Just so you should know, our Unity Bookings include, of course, with Shalom Morish. We'll continue to work together to do events, hopefully in the future, for merit, and also all the staff of Darnell Guard. We're going to Galeb. We'd love to keep helping people have opportunities to speak and share Emunah. You know, that's what it's about. It's bigger than just the institutions. It's about getting the message out there, which we all need help to do. And this is something which I have, believe I have the talents. Going ahead into Elul, remember we've mentioned many times, Av is Rosh Hashanah, Elul, and the Shabbos with blessing and bringing down Elul, which has in it the blessing for the whole new year. So there's a lot of power in this Chodesh Elul coming up. We're going to blow the shofar, as we mentioned before. We're also going to have the concept of reading Hashem, the Dovid Hashem Uri. We're going to read the Psalms of David HaMelech and Psalm 27. Check it out. We read it every year, this time of year, beginning Rosh Chodesh Elul. The David Hashem Uri, Hashem is my light. And if you go into that psalm, you'll see again and again how Hashem is showing us, no matter how much struggles, how much difficulties, whatever's pursuing us. So you could be in personally, like you have some financial struggles and they're pursuing you a little bit, and you've got to learn how to be betoach by Hashem and hope to Hashem, kavala Hashem, and strengthen yourself, chazek mi'ameitz libecha, with more tefillah, with more will, with more rotzen, as we're going to read in a minute. The idea that these psalms come alive in our life. They're not just David HaMelech stories or David HaMelech songs. These are our life, our journeys right now. And David HaMelech wrote these psalms, these Tehillim, to give us koyach, give us strength at the end of days. By the way, I'd love to hear some feedback from people, some energy, some appreciation. Thank you, Hashem. I was meritorious to be here for so many years. But you guys, you can show the appreciation by saying thank you on the post. We're going to read now the end of A New Light, as we take the light of David Hashem Uri, the light of Elul, the time of will, Ratzon Rav Deravin. It's a whole Chodesh of will. It's a whole Chodesh, develop your will for the new year as we come to Rosh Hashanah. Uman Rosh Hashanah for many, for those who are not able to make it. Rosh Hashanah is a universal concept for everyone in the world, all of humanity, whether they know it or not. There's always a beginning, there's a Rosh, Tavarach HaEmes, there's a Sof, Tavarach HaEmes, there's a beginning of truth, the end is with truth, and ultimately everything stands on truth. These are those pillars we mentioned. Eretz Yisrael is a place of Emes, of Erech HaPayim, of patience. I'm going to be patient with the process, where Hashem's going to take me personally and where it's going to go, what we've done here, all the platforms. Please keep sharing all the past classes, keep sharing past content. We're going to go now into the closing words of A New Light. The entire book from beginning to end provides the practical tools of which to attain. This is the last page, 501. Yeah, all the way at the end, 501. As you can see, we're like one or two pages till we close this book. Provides the practical tools for now, which to attain the mighty power that is called the trait of the will. This is a garden of yearning. In all things we will require, the main thing that Hashem wants from everyone is his will. The essence of a person's free choice is his will. The purpose of all prayer, and this again is for you as well, her will as well. The purpose of all prayer, Torah and mitzvahs, is to rouse the will and to work on the will. Because the will is the strongest factor that binds a person to Hashem. By means of the will, a person is transformed, rises both physically and spiritually. By means of the will, a person changes his evil nature, nullifies his evil cravings and traits. This is the power of the will. We have to want the will of Hashem. We have to want it. You know, everyone nowadays is really working hard towards peace of mind, mindfulness. We have to want it with all our energy, want these good things, want Shabbat, want disconnect to reconnect. We want family. We want to be able to make this world a place of goodness, of blessing, of abundance, of thank you, of gratitude, an attitude of gratitude. This is the kind of thing we want, the Torah, the mitzvahs, to arouse the will and work on the world, as Baruch says. The practical application of the entire book is as follows. Dedicate a set time every day with tremendous unyielding regularity, during which to arouse your will, build your will, and express your will in your own words. Speaking to the Holy One, blessed be, speaking with complete emunah and great and deep intent, with inspiration and fervor. We have to be on fire, literally. This is it, simcha. How are we going to have simcha, as Rav Arush always says? Through the spodidus, through talking to Hashem, through emunah, through tapping into our relationship with God, with our inner soul, We're knowing who we are better and better and better, deeper and deeper, getting more clear who we are, what our mission is, what our purpose is, how to communicate that universally, getting it real and making it real, so that all the noise out there, all the politics, all the discussions going on all these podcasts and all these news channels and all these different platforms, we are able to clarify it. Like with AI, we mentioned already that the cover photo for the YouTube was created by Imagine Art AI. I believe it's some sort of generator through prompting, and I heard about it through Will I Am, and Will I Am was on a podcast with the CEO podcast, and over there, this concept of generating images. Now you can generate voices, generate videos, generate again and again more and more creative tools through AI, through algorithm, and through artificial intelligence. We have the ability now to be so much more authentic because of the lack of authenticity with all these tools, that we have to stand out and really make clear who we are, what we are, to be really in tune. There's no more faking it anymore. You have to be totally true and real in order to balance out this whole new development in technology, so that then we can hopefully elevate even the AI world, and have an elevation, not a destruction of humanity, but an elevation of humanity, would be a tool for us to bring out more soul, even though right now it seems seemingly not. But we have the hope, Kaveh Hashem, we keep praying that whatever we have to do, whatever we have to do, will be elevated. Shalom, one of my good friends who's been a big follower, just saying goodbye. This is our farewell Emuna class. As I said, you'll see me in other places. Shalom, blessings, yes, thank you, I appreciate that. Rav Eli, as he said, so we have to do this, his bodiness. When do we do this? We truly succeed in life, we truly choose goodness, we come to truly keep the entire Torah, and the mitzvahs in particular, the duties of the heart, we attain complete, pleasant, and sweet tshuva. About tshuva, we have a podcast, Relationship Flow. I did a podcast with my wife called About Tshuva Flow. Check it out, amazing. Put a link below. We just did a new one on engagement, the idea of how we became engaged, Tubav, we got married, Hanukkah, the whole tshuva process, bringing that together with the blessing of finding a soulmate and bringing that together on all our unity flow with all our different people that we connect with, to keep that alive, that tshuva, the movement, the concept that there's a world of people doing tshuva, of role models and examples of people who are taking on this challenge of 2023, of 5783 to 84 now, this new year that's approaching, to take it on with energy and with power and passion, to do tshuva, to return, to bring the world back to tshuvei, as the Balatani says, turn the whole world back to its creator, bring everything, bring the creator into the world, Der Tachtona, bring it, elevate everything, and bring it into our hearts. As Rav Arush is saying here, we attain complete, pleasant, sweet tshuva, we attain success in every realm in life, from overcoming cravings and gaining control of ourselves, to rectifying our traits, attaining absolute cleanliness and purification from all the vanities of the world. Yes, there's a lot of noise right now. So, you know, even in the Holy Land right now, a lot of division seemingly, a lot of noise, and we have to see through it. A lot of challenges. How can you make a living here? Yes, we can. We can do it. We can do it with Amunah. We can do it with Shalom. We don't have to get involved with any Machlokasim. Everything will be with Shefa, with abundance, with Amunah, with patience, Baruch Hashem. We have to tune into this truth that we're light. We're overflowing vessels of goodness, all of us. And we can overcome all the vanities, all the noise, all the distractions. And we can truly live a life of satisfaction, a life of delight, a life of meaning, a life in which we bind ourselves to Hashem and cling to Him, a life of true love of the Torah and mitzvahs, a life of true bonah and emunah and everything becoming holy. And I want to just add in a very important concept that I mentioned, the Shabbos, that not only do we have connection to all the Torah and it's eternal and it talks to us now, we have a connection to all the tzaddikim, all the souls, all our grandfathers and mothers, all the ones who had goodwill and wanted to bring good into the world and allowed and made space for our souls to be part of this human journey. And we have the concept of soul. This is what's going to be the difference between us and this technology, and it's our power to now elevate all the technology. It's going to be the soul level. It's not just us by ourselves, not just me. When I'm sitting in my room by myself, I'm really surrounded by souls, generations of souls, all the tzaddikim, everything we're quoting here, all the light that's available when we're standing with Shona and Yom HaDin. We're not by ourselves, we're all the tzaddikim. Everyone's davening for a good year, and all the generations. The Torah stands with us, the mitzvah stands with us, everything is part of our soul journey. It's a complete experience. From the creation of history, as we mentioned, Akev, Akev is the Mashiach, we have to Kavir Bahat, the Torah has the same letters as Akev. The idea of Akev is a hill, and we're standing on our hills, with the idea that even though we're the lowest level of the generation, the whole world the whole of humanity stands on our generation. Ach, it's gracious. We are the tachlis. We are the purpose at this time. And this is what we spoke about last Shabbos. The idea that bringing, getting ourselves ready for the new year is getting a very deep self-awareness of how great we all are and how interconnected we all are, how impactful we all are, and how important it is that we tap into the true soul level, that it's beyond any of the current stories that we're struggling with. Our soul level is giving us eitzes of advice, giving us ability to tune in. Sukkos, we're surrounded by advice. It's the eitzim of the sukkah. We're surrounded, constantly Hashem's pouring eitzes on us. Shana Rabbah is the eitzer Rabbah. And then we come to Simchas Torah, and we're after the purification, we've got Yom Kippur and Shana Rabbah. Now we're standing after we shook the lulav and esrog, and we've done all the tefillahs, all the slicha that we're going to be doing, hopefully. We purified ourselves to the point we can dance the Torah, and the Torah goes in our hearts, becomes part of us, and elevates and spiritualizes our whole being. And that's what we bring back into the new year. We bring, that's why this is so important. The preparation begins with Psalms, with Shofar, with Slichot, with going to Elwa, time Elbo, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hashanah, the New Year. This is a spiritualization of our being. This is a soul experience that we all can share. The concepts, the soul level to the world. It's not just a Jewish experience, it's a global reality. The world doesn't know so much about it other than what they hear here and there. To understand that we're not here to just only fight anti-Semitism, we're here to fight anti-soulism. That should be the tag of the world. No, it's not enough going on and on about they said this, they said that. No, it's about the soul level being revealed more in people so they can live happier lives, so they can get the principles, the values, the truth, the goals, the dreams, the visions of humanity, the deep yearning as we're learning here. Let's keep going. Then we can truly live a life of satisfaction, life of delight. As we said, that which most binds a person with the life of lives is the trait of the will, the rotzen, yeah? Rotzen is gematria sina, we're going to see in a minute. When we want and yearn and long for Hashem the entire day, we open up the supernal conduit of supernal life. The letter words for conduit of Sina may be rearranged to form the same letter as Rotzen. Sina, Rotzen. The pipeline, the Shefa, the abundance comes through the Rotzen, through the will, the same letters. The idea that we have the power, Moshe Rabbeinu with the Gematria 1 is Rotzen. My wife, Masha, is without the one, is Rotzen. So this is the idea of tuning and bringing the Sina, a pipeline of Shefa and abundance that's going to come into it. It's, we have everything we need, we just need to tune into it. Yeah, let's end off this beautiful, beautiful safe for now. Constant, unceasing pleasantness and sweetness, that's what Rav Rosh is wishing us of. Through blessings and life, a constant and seasoned pleasure, sweetness, and then we attain true life and may properly be called life. You will see your world in your lifetime. And the last quote of the book is from Rabbi Nosson, the Talmud of Rabbi Nachman ben Feger Nachman ben Simcha Sukhalenu. In truth, the essence of the good purpose of the holy soul is to attain the ultimate perfection of the will. That is the level of the will within that soul that we will attain, to possess a strong, true resolve for Hashem. May he be blessed, until it absorbs into the will of wills, which is the will within the wills, and which is the perfection and pinnacle of all levels. So the Panemius is the Rav of the Ravin, the will of wills, the inner truth of who we are. This is what it's about, this is who we are. But Etzim, in our essence, this is our job, to bring it alive, praise God. And even though right now, this is a farewell class, yeah, the will is that I should continue sharing light. You should continue joining together, sharing your light, bringing Amuna Global, as we mentioned many, many times. We have beautiful playlists and many, many classes. Hopefully we'll keep the flow going. If anyone wants to reach out to me directly, how we can do some more Unity Flow podcasts together with the Amuna concepts to bring like Amuna guests. It'll be my pleasure to do that. As well as a big thank you to Chutz Shel Chesed. They should be blessed. Anyone wants to partner, go there. Financially, this is the opportunity to reach out and show our appreciation to Rav Rosh and to all his years and years of bringing the concepts of Amunah to our understanding. He's bringing us beautiful books like The New Light. And to give a big thank you to Hashem for the fact that we live in a time just before Mashiach that the light of Tzaddikim is growing, the light of the will, the light of Rotzen is a growing experience. People are wanting and wanting and wanting. All the people that reached out, I wasn't able to fully respond or help directly. I really apologize with my whole heart. I would love to be more helpful. Any time I didn't say the MS or something that was not 100% true, please forgive me. Hopefully we'll have the opportunity to just keep sharing and growing in truth and light and wonders of gratitude and real appreciation to each other. I just want to wish everyone a beautiful end of week and Shabbat Shalom. Wish everyone a good preparation for the new year. Chodesh Elul is coming. It should be blessed, and please God, this new year, everyone should be blessed with Kesiva Chesima Tova, which should be blessed to be written and inscribed in the Book of Life, a life of soul, a life of Meshami, United Souls. Check out the latest extract below. put all the links below, check it out, share it. The idea of soul level, everyone's there to connect, and we have the ability with that collaborative way and loving way, a way of truth, that we're all here to help each other and beyond just what our specific small-minded ways of viewing life. There's a bigger view, a larger view, a view of the soul. We have to allow ourselves to tap into the light that's available in the daily flow, and with that we'll be blessed with the most beautiful year of redemption and Mashiach Sekeinu, a light where all the souls will unite with humanity, the goodness of humanity will come out in its fullest, and we'll be able to dance together in a Dira Tatana, dwelling in this world. Thank you again. Once again, you can reach out to me and keep sharing the love. Share the thank you to the Brezov team for all these years of work together. I'm sure the Amunah Tour will keep growing, and there'll be more opportunities to meet with Shalom Arush in person. And you should reach out to their team. And if there's anything I can do to help, I'm happy to do so. Okay, be blessed. All the love. Bye. Yitzhu. Bye. As we said, podcasters, we have 3 podcasts now turning into 2. Amunah Flow. Amunah is our future. This brand continuing on the Brezel platforms. I will be continuing Unity Flow and Malaysia Flow. All the best. Thanks for being here all these years. Appreciate it. Keep sharing.